Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Report live from the Brian and Kruger Studios. It's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 74 today. Currently, it is 49 fair skies, down 40 highway and Blue Ridge.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this election day?
Time to get up, get out, use your voice. So
make
you ain't
it happen.
Complaining no later on.
Yep.
KCK, they looking for a new mayor.
That's big.
And, yeah. Two candidates for you to vote on. Polls open at 7 a.m. for Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri polls open just 10 seconds ago.
Right now. So make sure you make your time. It is your right that you can leave work to go do that. So whether you have to do that on your lunch break or whatever, just make sure you carve out some time. Because if you look at the top and see what's going on in the world, you know you need to go vote. Mm-hmm. And we got the TMG going down at the 23s. We got to talk about why we're congratulating Sherry Shepherd and Monique discussing the Precious movie and how it was a struggle a little bit to play that role.
Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. But D, we're going to keep it simple. Give me some street tacos, flour tortillas, by the way. Chicken and steak combined.
Yeah,
let's get
fine.
Nasty this morning on a Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Don't let it get you down. Don't let it get you motivated. You cannot control much of what happens. However, you can control all of what you do with it. You decide where to focus your attention. You decide how and in what direction to apply your efforts. If anything is causing you to feel discouraged, it's because that's the response you've allowed. Your great power is in being able to respond in a more positive and life-enhancing way. Many unfair and unfortunate events occur all the time. Rather than adding to the negativity, make it your business to create and promote countervailing goodness. There's always room and there's always the option for a more positive perspective, for more positive action. Step up to that opportunity and deliver. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 74. Currently, it is 49 fair skies at Park College. Congratulations are in order to Sherry Shepherd, who just received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And, of course, Tyler Perry and Niecy Nash spoke on her behalf.
Sherry is a person that is liked. When she walks in the room, you feel it. You know it. She makes everybody feel seen. That's a special gift, and I'm thankful to God that he gave it to you, and I got a chance to witness it up close.
You will never know what it cost her sometimes to make other people laugh and to make them feel. I am so, so grateful to call you friend.
Comedian and actress. Of course, she has a daytime television show called Sherry. I've always stayed up on her. She's always been relevant, honestly, in my eyes, in the community. So.
Congratulations. I know who she is, but I've never seen anything that she's ever done, including her talk show. I'm If you had a gun in my head, I wouldn't know what movie she was in or what show or anything.
Yeah, nah, she's done some stuff, but I feel like since she is a comedian, she's done a lot of cameos. So I don't think she's done a movie that is her as the main
character. So why she got this thrown on the Walk of Fame?
For a lot of other things. That's what I'm saying. Remember we had that conversation about people in your proximity, and just because you don't know they doing stuff don't mean it ain't happening. Wiz Khalifa voice.
We gotta do a little research.
Don't say we, I know.
Okay.
Switch it over into Auntie Loretta Devine. She's sharing her thoughts on Dreamgirls returning after 40 plus years.
Why can't these young people make up their own shows? Why they keep doing this old stuff? That's how I feel about it. They can't make up their own.
Ain't nothing to make up on. What? The Scam Girls?
Look at the Scam Girls. What? I feel like...
What we gonna do?
I feel like we have a balance of, you know, we get tired of the same old two-step, but then at the same time, it's so many re-editions of old things. Just do it in a way that it doesn't feel like we just saw it. Does that make sense? Because yeah, Dreamgirls, just imagine somebody coming to somebody that needs to invest in Dreamgirls, and you're like, hey... I can sell Dreamgirls because you know what it is. But if I'm trying to sell you my idea, you're probably going to be like, I don't want this idea. So you probably going to want to buy the package that you feel like you've seen already.
You can sell water to a well. That's what I get out of it.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Shout out to Julie for this, man. Early detection helps save lives. Learn more about pancreatic cancer, including symptoms, risk factors, research, and treatment. Go to cancer.org. And especially this is important, D, because of the recent death of D'Angelo at the age of 51. So all my brothers and sisters too, everybody, please go get yourself checked out. Important day today, the polls have opened up in Kansas as folks will go on to vote on a number of things. Well, the top of the list, especially in KCK, is the unified government of Wyandotte County. The mayoral race for that in KCK includes a 30-year attorney and a nonprofit executive, Rose Mavani Henry and Crystal Watson. One of those two candidates will be the next mayor of KCK. And then voters in Jackson County, including Kansas City south of the river, you'll have your say on a key job today. We'll decide if they want the tax assessor's job to be an elected position or remain an appointed one. So, of course, you know, property taxes, property assessments, people felt they were unfair following the 2023 assessment.
Big topic.
54,000 taxpayers appealed. And then you look at Frank White, more than like 85% called him out. So, a lot to think about, a lot to digest.
Yes.
Make sure that y'all head to the polls today.
Yeah, and if you want to check and be like, I'm not too sure what location I need to go to, or if I need to even, I don't even know my status, or if you're on the Missouri side, you can go to voteroutreach.sos.mo.gov. To check that information. On the Kansas side,
you can pull my phone out and get that.
You can type in sos.ks.gov on the Kansas side.
All right.
Yeah. So if you need to check your status, your voter registration status, and all of that, make sure that you do so before you head to the poll, so you know the correct place to show up to.
People in their car like trying to get it.
Right.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all them cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. First off, we got to kick it off with our cousin that always...
Rich Harris!
You already know!
My dog!
Listen, Rich Harris is always tapped in. We appreciate you so much. He out here handling town business. We appreciate you, man. Also, shout out to Jasmine and Makai at Kaufman and Maura and Mia at Hogan Elementary and Hogan High School. Shout out to one of our cousins, Kiara. She's sending us some love, saying, what's up, Hustle and Shine? We appreciate you so much, Kiara. Shout out to another one of our cousins out the 816. I don't know why in the world they said Kansas City. We not doing no text line just yet. They sending a keyword through. Shout out to Anastasia Jackson, making sure she let everybody know, use your voice and go vote. Yes. Shout out to Joseph, Monice, Terry, Denise, Also, big love to Lisa Aquino. We appreciate you so much. And shout out to Brandon Blake on the Twitter side.
My dog. Yeah, big love to everybody tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning. The former vice president, Dick Cheney, he passed away at the age of 84. Mm-hmm. Family said died due to complications of pneumonia and cardiovascular disease. So sending love and prayers to the family of Dick Cheney. I remember when he was vice president with Bush the second, some, what, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
People had some words for them in the Republican Party. Remember, you thought they threw the shoe at Bush?
I remember that. I think I might have been in middle school when that happened.
You fast forward 20 years later, and that same party, things are a little different. And I'll just leave it at that. In other news, here in KC, you know, they done rebuilt Waldo. And they done already, the sideshow drivers, they done already did their little wham-woo-moo.
Throwing that wham.
Yeah. So I don't mean to laugh at this, but they damaged the intersection Friday on 75th and Warner, where city leaders and neighborhoods, they just celebrated an 18-month, $14 million upgrade on 75th Street.
Yeah, so, they've been doing construction since
I was in middle school over there at Bingham in 96. So, yeah, you know what they're going to do, though. They'll come and they'll resurface it and make it to where they won't be able to do the sideshows right there. So, yeah. Come on, y'all.
We just finished this. Now I need to go see what it looked like now.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful intersection. It had the big old W in the middle. It had the Waldo logo in the middle of the street. And, you know.
Y'all haven't even got a chance to check it out. There's that.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 73. Currently 52 fair skies at the Truman Library.
I might give me some cardio today, D.
Monique, the comedian and actress, reflects on her role that she played on the movie Precious.
When I got to page 10, I called him up. I said, what is this shit? What is this? He was like, I know. And when he said action, I was a monster. When he said cut, I was Monique. That way it was just that easy. And yes, when he said cut, I was like, Gabby, you okay, sugar? Because you okay? Are you good?
You going out of real.
Listen.
Now, I don't know. Have you ever seen Precious?
I think once or twice. Maybe one. Yeah, I know I've seen it once.
Yeah, since it's traumatic enough, you only need to see it once.
I was entertained by it. I mean, not in the sense of ha-ha, laugh. It had my attention is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's very crazy. It's a crazy movie. I know they won an Oscar for it. But, like, now that I've rewatched it several times, okay, some of the things I'm catching little small stuff like that might give you a little laugh. But in the beginning, when you first watch it, it is crazy. Like, how did you get into the role where you was talking ill to her like this? So I'm glad she was able to just snap out of it. That was one of the movies. So,
boy, look.
If you didn't know if Monique could act, that movie should have showed you she can get into that bag.
I know. I could have played that too. I could have did some impressions. Give me a square. Give me a cigarette.
You could have been one of Mariah Carey. You know she was on there.
Oh,
as a social worker.
In there.
I didn't know that was her when I first saw it because she had no makeup.
It looked like her.
It was a Alicia Keys version of her. I didn't know.
Oh, no, wrong one. Hold on, where is that?
Since you got your degree.
There it is.
And you know everything.
Oh, I love that part. Yeah, that's when she was talking to Mariah, right?
Yeah. She was trying to get them benefits. Bruh, that was crazy. That was a whole crazy movie.
I wonder if they was on set and she bust out with this.
Since you got your degree. And you know everything.
Hey, bro, I feel like that
had to be an ad-lib.
I couldn't hold it, bro. If I was on set, they would have kicked me off set.
No, I get it. It's crazy. Switching gears to Tamar Braxton, who's jokingly saying what type of man she is looking for.
There we go.
I don't want to shop so bad.
But the way my Amex is set up, y'all, I cannot.
Come on, go daddy. I need a sugar daddy.
Stay far, 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 far away from anybody who's saying that.
My question is, have you ever been tricked on?
No, absolutely not.
Well, you say it like apps like it's a forbidden rule. You said it like somebody spending their hard-earned money on me.
No, it is. No. That's the way I feel about it, though. I don't like people doing stuff for me. I don't like taking stuff from
it's
people.
It's a lot of men listening to you right now. They're like, man, you're tripping. I'm on somebody's couch right now. Don't do that, though.
I have so many thoughts about that. Like, when my book comes out in about 20 years, you'll hear why I am the way I am with that.
But 20? Make it like 5.
And I need some more life to live. I got a lot of life to live before then. But no, D, I don't do that.
Well, it ain't tricking if you got it. So if that's the type of time you own, just understand what type of situation you in, if that's what it is, you know. But if somebody's spending money on you is a nice thing, whether it's a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. Because I know sometimes gender roles play a role and people are like, oh, if it's this, you got to be that. No. If you got it and you like somebody, you don't care about spending a little something to make them smile.
All right, you going to... All right, are you politicking out here?
People
finna put their app in for you.
No.
www.deannahustle.com, baby.
Don't send no applications. Okay. Please, no.
It's feeling mighty comfortable over there at D's house.
He's crazy. Don't be listening to nothing he talk about.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's been tapped in. Big shout out to the Right Choice Medical Transportation that's tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Major love to Anita, Kelly, Philip, and Reagan. We appreciate you so much. So once again, shout out to the Right Choice Medical Transportation. And also shout out to the boss man, Myron Fierce.
Love y'all cousins. Appreciate you, man. Also, shout out to my man Russ from Fast Fred's. He be tapped in every morning, D. And also shout out to Duro King. New cousin I met over the weekend, and the DR gang, man. We everybody tapped in. Yeah. Politicians, street members, gang members.
He's silly.
We love y'all, man, for real. So, another Kansas City, Missouri restaurant owner is stepping up to help families in need after SNAP was halted due to the government shutdown. Teresa Grotto, owner of Lily's Cantina, announced that as of November 1st, kids will eat free at her restaurant. So, Lily's is open from Thursday to Saturday, as well as Tuesdays, too. So, a nice little, maybe a little Taco Tuesday situation going on right now today. So, after announcing the program earlier this week, Grotto has received thousands of dollars in donations, allowing her to expand to help her parents as well. And then, along with them, I know that Peachtree is doing this as well. They're helping people whose SNAP benefits have been cut off. So
Peachtree, and shout out to Els and Abdul over at Patio. They just announced yesterday they're doing something too. So throughout the month of November, beginning Monday, November 10th, families can come pick up free food and water. So shout out to all the businesses stepping up. That's what it's about.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It's time to get informed with the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Today, we're going to be going over the Missouri and Kansas voting ID requirements. I want to make sure that you all understand what you have to take with you to vote. You may have not voted recently, and so the voter ID requirements for Missouri and Kansas may have changed since the last time you voted. In the state of Missouri, you would have to have a non-expired Missouri driver or non-driver's license, a non-expired military ID, including a veteran's ID, a non-expired United States passport, or another photo ID issued by the United States or the state of Missouri, which is either not expired or expired after the date of the most recent general election. So that's really important. So even if it is expired right now, if it was not expired at the time of the last general election, you can still use it. If you do not have your photo ID with you, you can always vote a provisional ballot. That means that they're going to let you fill out the form, the election judge will keep it, and then when you come back with your ID, then they will cast the vote. In Kansas, it is a little bit different, but I want to make sure that you all understand those rules as well. That's also a driver's license or ID card issued by Kansas, U.S. passport, military ID, ID card issued by a Native American tribe, employee badge or ID issued by a government office, student ID from an accredited post-secondary education institution in the state of Kansas. Your concealed carry license issued by Kansas or another public assistance ID card issued by a government office. There are a couple of exceptions. One thing that I really like, because there are so many things on the ballot, especially these amendments and propositions, they have on the Secretary of State's website fair ballot language. That is language where it would be fair, it's going to be straightforward, and it's not going to be biased. That is on both Secretary of State's websites. So if you have a question on any of those ballot questions, that's going to be the best place for you to go. And so make sure to go out and do something amazing today. Make sure you go out and vote and make your voices heard. If you've got questions about legal issues, car accidents, or family law, or criminal, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com or on all social media at Stacy Shaw Law. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
So, D, you've been keeping up on who's the sexiest person alive in the world?
I actually haven't, but I see it's here to be discussed today. So let's get into it.
So allegedly, I don't know who this person is either. Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah.
He's People's Magazine's sexiest man alive for 2025. D, does your eyes agree?
That's not really my steez. I think, I can see why people say that. Like, I'm looking at the pictures of him. He seems like a very nice man. He's an English actor.
I'm driving a Bentley, Bentayga.
So he seems like a very nice guy. And I say that because, you know, I think that you, I don't know. I don't even know the choice of words to really say with that. But,
ain't your steez.
Yeah, he's just not my steez. The black of the berry, the sweet of the juice. I don't know.
That's B6.
He's not black.
I'm looking at the pictures. He is not. So
What is he? Is he a white man?
Yes, he is a Caucasian man. Okay, yeah, okay. English actor. So I thought that English kind of put a little spin. Added that spin. Maybe
why,
not.
Why would I think it was anything else with People Magazine? My bad.
B6.
My bad.
I stopped trusting People's Magazine back in 2019.
Why? What happened?
They labeled John Legend as the sexiest man alive.
B6.
And after that...
And you don't agree?
I got rid of my subscription.
So you don't think John Legend is attractive?
Do you?
What you mean? Do me? Don't disrespect me like that.
That's fascinating to me.
Well, you wanna ask me? Another thing. That's a men thing. Like, y'all can't just have a conversation. I mean, I understand. No, let me be clear.
Yeah, yeah. Don't get yourself in a spider web.
The wording is sexiest man. So I agree. Yeah. But as a man, like, I'm asking you. As what? A man, and then my cousins out there.
Asking me what?
As a man, is it weird for y'all to have a conversation, honestly? Like, if somebody be like, oh, is your homeboy? Like,
we don't have those conversations.
Wait. What the traffic stop say? Wait.
Good morning.
when it's a homegirl, it's like, oh, I'm finna kick it. You got a homeboy for my girl, my homegirl. Is what he look like? You gonna lie? Like, say you know your friend is a little bit busted. You gonna pretend
he's
you
straight.
Can't? You right? That's
time to get it up and
you
make it happen.
You know when somebody looks attractive. Let's be honest. It doesn't mean that you are one way or another, but you can know. You know an attractive looking person. You can come on.
I don't
now.
Know what catches y'all eye.
We can get it out. You must want to be. Hey yo, like you want to be on your Cameron and May so bad.
Men, we don't do that. Like Eddie Murphy said in Boomerang. Well, we gonna like Billy Dee Williams thought he was cool. We gonna say, look at the shoulders. What you want me to say?
Of course, that was.
You
crazy.
Can be like, yeah, my boy straight, like my boy this and that. But you shouldn't be.
He,
you know,
he with me, so you know he should be cool.
Pause.
Okay, that's a safe one. I like
there
that.
There you go.
All right, well,
we'll leave it at that.
Well, maybe we'll have a Kansas City Discover version of the sexiest man alive.
Look at you.
That'll be interesting.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 73, currently it is 55, sunny skies at the Kansas City Zoo. Actress Nia Long recalls an encounter she had with a very famous celebrity early in her career.
And so we're walking out of the club and this guy tries to grab my hand, but you know, I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm like, don't be grabbing my hand, touching on me. And so we get outside and my girlfriend is like, girl, you know that was Prince. And I said, shut up. So we run back in the club.
What?
And he was gone. No!
I missed your opportunity.
Yeah, she said she ran into him like 20 years later and all he wanted to talk about was what hair routine and products she used.
Oh, God.
So, you know, you get in where you fit in. At least you got a chance to rekindle that missed conversation. Now, a couple minor headlines. You might want to hide your baby mama because Blueface is out of jail. So his circus begins. It was nice not having that whole fiasco on social media the past
year.
It is back. And who might not be back together is Big Sean and Janae Eco. Now, they've been reportedly kind of together because they did have a child in the last, like, 3 years or so. But they allegedly broke up after a 10-year relationship. And that sparked a lot of conversation online as to how long is too long to break up with somebody.
My divorce!
How about that?
They didn't get married, of course. So people were like, that's probably why the split happened, because Big Sean had already expressed that he didn't want that. 10 years.
Bro, I got tired of her saying. Trying to sing.
10 years? I don't know. That's long. Ooh, but people be spending 12 years with people and then you never talk to them again.
Until you common law married.
You know.
And then you got yourself in a pickle.
Hey, do what works for you. Because if your finances are in a certain situation, it might not be smart for you to get married to that person.
Hello.
Don't your debt become their debt? Something like that, to that effect.
Something. Like, you gotta sign some paperwork. Yeah. Something like that.
Paperwork party.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those resourceful, loyal, and intense Scorpios.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a major happy birthday to movie actor Matthew McConaughey. Sending over a happy birthday to actress who played on The Jeffersons, Verlinda Tolbert. A happy heavenly birthday to rapper Trouble, a.k.a. Sky. A big Hustle and Shine happy birthday to Kansas City's very own content creator, influencer, and barber, Sly Huncho. A nice voice for him. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to my new cousin, Happy B-Day Shannon.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Nick Hogan, Anthony Hanley, and Anthony Winston. Sending birthday love to Numair Olimari, T. Rob, and Randall Daniels. Plus, sending birthday love to Pastor Cal Verner and everybody else born on November 4th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
Good morning,
Jam.
Cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Lovey.
Hey, Lovey. What you doing?
I'm good. I'm on my way to work right now.
You go to the polls yet? You vote?
Not yet. I'm gonna make it out there.
Okay. Good.
That check engine light not on, or is it on?
No, gas on full. No lights on. I'm good this morning.
Good. Right. We got two tickets to hook you up with for the JCC MCC Theater Collage Dance Collective that they're having and get you qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash. But you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Sitting back, picking thin flaws and all. And if you're ever in a wrong, I'll let you know. Yeah, I know that love is unpredictable, but I'm pretty damn sure that this
is the type of love that keeps me up all night. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, all right, I'm two bars in. What's next? All right, cousin, you get those two tickets to go to the Collage Dance Collective performance going down next Friday at JCC. And you are qualified to win $1,000 of free fall cash. Who you going to take with you?
Hey, I don't know. I'm going to have to scroll down the list and see. Thanks,
Yep. Check them DMs.
I know that. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Yes, Hustle and Shine in the morning. Top 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam the Z.
Making that real money.